Organizers say the protests were staged to draw attention to Wall Street's predatory student loan market. Occupy New Paltz, New York Students Rising, and Occupy SUNY New Paltz spent an afternoon interacting with SUNY New Paltz students and faculty, dressed as bankster robbers, one percenters, and students dragging around their student debt in the form of a ball and chain, urging fellow students to take a pledge to boycott their loans once 1 million people have signed the pledge. Amanda Sissenstein is a member of Occupy New Paltz.
The cost of tuition has been skyrocketing. The cost of books has been skyrocketing. And then we also find a lack of jobs that pay enough to pay off student loans. So this has created a pretty unfortunate situation where people who thought they were doing the right thing, going to school, getting good grades, you know, they're going to have a great future, are now graduating and finding themselves, you know, fighting for $9 an hour jobs, having to defer their loans, having to defer their hopes and dreams, the reasons that they went to school in the first place.
Occupy Trillion Day was intended to highlight the long-term financial and social effects of students and families with insurmountable student debt, which at the $1 trillion mark is much greater than either auto or credit card debt and second only to mortgage debt in the U.S. Eric Bjorkman is the SUNY regional organizer for New York Students Rising. He's a New Paltz alumni who graduated last year.
In the middle of my school year last year, my student loans that I was already awarded were cut in half. So they took back money that I had already been awarded. So I didn't have money to pay rent. I was, you know, barely having food and still trying to graduate on time with all that. I've got a three-year-old daughter as well, so these things pile up real fast. And not being able to find a job, not being able to support my family just adds a whole lot of stress all over the place. The idea behind today is that eventually a million people will sign this pledge saying that they're not going to pay the student debt. And that at that point, once it's boycotted on such a large scale, there's going to be not really too much anyone can do about it. So this is, to me, a big showing of student power, that students really do have, you know, some economic leverage together. Maybe not individually, but together collectively, we can make a big statement.
Joe Barbarito of Rifton was dressed in a black and white striped prison suit.
And I'm protesting today because I have a child that's in college, you know, and I have one that's gone to college, living home. You know, working at Kohl's, minimum wage, no health insurance. I'm retired. I wish my son could get a good job.
According to a study conducted for the Associated Press, 53.6% of young adults aged 25 or older with bachelor's degrees find themselves without a job or underemployed, working low-wage jobs that only require a high school degree or less and do not take advantage of their skills. Eric Bjorkman gets a small stipend for his work as an activist and is presently living in Oswego, close to his parents and their small store, where he helps out part-time.
I would love to be a professor, but that takes a whole lot more schooling and education and a whole lot more loans as well. And with my daughter and with my family situation being the way it is, I can't just drop everything that I'm doing for 4 years. So
where do you see yourself going?
Well, eventually I'm definitely going to be going back to school. I just need a little while to get my feet under me. But then I'll be going back once I've got this just graduated transition handled a little bit better, hopefully.
Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner says he's still paying on his student loan debt.
Brazil, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Denmark, they have free college tuition. And if we're serious about a skilled and educated workforce, if we're serious about bringing this country back, we have to make sure that our kids can afford education, and people who need to be, you know, retrained can afford it. And it's just a completely ridiculous situation right now. In the 50s, under Eisenhower, millionaires were paying a 91% federal income tax rate. Lots of them aren't even paying 30%, right? That's the idea behind the Buffett rule. But anybody who dares to even talk about it is some sort of, you know, socialist.
The Federal Reserve Bank of New York estimates about 15% of Americans have outstanding student loan debt, two-thirds of that held by people under 30. According to a 2011 report by the Project on Student Debt, students in the class of 2010 owe an average of $25,250 in student loan debt. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.